The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In a year marked by elections across the globe, Ireland takes its turn tomorrow as we head to the polls to decide who will govern the country for the next 5 years. And it may take a little time to finally decide what the makeup of that government is going to be. But joining me in studio to give his take on the election tomorrow is Ivan Yates, broadcaster, co-host of the Calling It podcast. And you are updating Calling It.
Yes, there's about 8 revisions that I'm actually changing. So we've put out 43 individual podcasts between 12 and 14, 15 minutes. Sean Defoe going through the runners and riders and me, like in a 5-seater, it's between these 7 and then finally Calling It. Now, depending on which side of the bed I get out, with about 20 seats, you could literally change your mind. This is the most... So, I fought 8 general elections from 1981 to 2002. I was a pundit betting on elections 07, 11, 16, 20, now 24. I have never seen, first of all, so many candidates. You know, the length of ballot paper you're going to get. Like, so there's 685 candidates, 430 of those have no chance. Why are they running? Partly because of gender quotas, simply to tick a box to get the 50% more state funding. So that has added a layer of confusion. Secondly,
do these people know the cannon fodder?
Well, if they're not, they're deluded. So the fact
is, they all travel in hope.
Well. Put it like this: they're adding great complexity. We've spoken about the fragmentation of Irish politics, kind of five boxes: independent, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, Fine Gael, and the soft left, or the five box. And soft left, I mean Greens, Socialist, and Labour, and they transfer to each other. Within that fragmentation now, there is massive splintering. So say in 2020, you went in and said, I want to vote for Mary Lou. You not only have Sinn Féin, who are running a lot more candidates, but you have Aintu. And in each constituency, you nearly have 2 or 3 independents call themselves Republican, you know, who would have been from the stable GNA Sinn Féin.
The theory of the PR system is that all the votes finally come home to the mothership, whether it's the Fine Gael gene pool, the Fianna Fáil gene pool, or the Sinn Féin gene pool.
But we'll be speaking on Monday at 9 a.m. I think only at that stage will we have final clarity. I will say this. I do think Micheál will be Taoiseach. I think when all the hopping and trotting is done. But I actually think it's possible that FF plus SF could add up to more than 88. And I think also there's going to be a difficulty.
Now, he said a hard no to that.
You know, and I accept that. No, I fully accept that. That is his position. I think also the difference between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil is such that the rotating Taoiseach will be off the agenda, which puts Fine Gael in a real bind because junior partners in government lose out. But just to explain my difficulty. So now they're going to be saying on Monday and Sunday and Saturday, we've opened the boxes now from Killorglin and South Kerry, and you could have 40% independent, right? That's the Healy race.
Well, that's the Healy race.
Okay. We then go to Donegal or Cavan Monaghan, and you could have 40% Sinn Féin. They're going to hold their 2 out of 5s in those. And then I could bring you to Rathdown and Dunleary, and you'll have over 30% Fine Gael. So there isn't a homogeneous pattern. Mm. Geography is so important. So what we've tried to do...
That's why the pollster's job is so difficult.
It's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible. Like, the point is this. Like, first of all, you know, just take the American election. The fact of the matter is, when everyone said, and I looked at Nate Silver and I looked at so many of them, and they said they did 80,000 algorithms and it came out a draw. And I said, hold on a second. Shy Trump voters. And he won all the swing states.
But as it turns out, when they've counted the votes, Trump did not do as well as they touted on election night.
Now, he still got the popular vote. No, but I'm not arguing that. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is the pollsters got it wrong. And I don't think it's possible in the Irish system of not only this fragmentation, but splintering, that the polls can conceivably get it right. The only polls, I believe, are the private polls of parties, which are done on a specimen ballot paper, because 50% vote on the name of the individual. But I do think that campaigns matter. And insofar as it goes, in the last 2 weeks, there has been a trend, I don't care about politics, and I just want to protest. I see from the 12% Sinn Féin got in the local and European elections, that going much nearer to 20%. The second thing is, the iron rule of politics I have, 14 years in government, I think the Harris honeymoon, I called it. Yeah. I was listening to you in the beginning. He should have gone in September. He made a big mistake because with each passing week, the honeymoon has faded. And so therefore, I think Fine Gael's vote has always been, at Leo's time, around 20%. And I think it's heading back to that.
Okay, so calling it then, looking at the numbers. Now, we are giving you a little bit of latitude because that last seat, who knows where it will land. But with your best guess, how many seats for each of the parties?
So I would say the range is Fall 45 to 50. Okay?
Yeah.
Fine Gael, I think, is 36 to 32. I think the range for Sinn Féin is 32 to 37. I think Labour, I was putting them, they could get a dozen. I think they'll fall short on those. I actually think the three smaller parties haven't really been able to get much cut through in this election. Not their fault. A confused mind does not buy. I think the Soc Dems have run a weak enough campaign. The thing with Holly was just unfortunate.
I'm sure she's delighted with the prospect of Babby.
Well, sorry, there's some things more important than politics. Yeah,
exactly.
But so independence, I'm calling somewhere. And you see, like, that's a classic example. So when you look at independence, 32, we'll say, right? You've independent Ireland, you've rural independence, you've regional independence, you've independence for change, and you've non-aligned independence. Go figure, Pat. It's like it is complex.
It means that the job of putting a government together, I mean, if you look at those numbers, you'd say Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael plus.
Yeah.
Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil plus.
Yeah.
Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, the numbers aren't really there for...
I can't see it. I think the total left-wing vote's about 60.
Okay.
You know, I just don't think it gets to 90. And that isn't Mary Lou's fault or anything. I just think there are too many people who are halves in society just won't vote for more tax.
So then trying to assemble a government afterwards, whichever the constituent parts are, and Micheál Martin has ruled out Sinn Féin as a partner, but, you know, he ruled out Fine Gael as a partner the last time, so...
Well, I actually
think...
You
believe him, do you?
I do believe him, but I'm not so sure. I think long-term, within the next 5 years, you'll see an FFSF, but not in Micheál's watch.
Okay.
But anyway...
So you're looking at Fine Gael and plus. Now, where are the pluses coming from?
Well, you are pole vaulting forward. I mean, like, I got a list, Cork South Central, you were interested, Simon Coveney, Heather Humphreys, and my head is so far into the revisions of calling it. Like, for example, I couldn't call the last seat. Like, I'm saying the best constituency in the country for Fianna Fáil is because of the best candidates and different things. And, you know, you've no John Paul Phelan, you've no Phil Hogan. So I'm saying three Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael. And I couldn't call the last seat because Kathleen Funchen has gone to Europe. I'm now saying the Sinn Féin brand will secure that last anti-government seat. Malcolm Noonan won't make it. You asked me about Cavan Monaghan. All I can tell you is...
Because Heather's gone.
Yes, I think David Maxwell, Presbyterian from Monaghan, her own county, will replace her. But I'm absolutely convinced Sinn Féin will hold their two. And I think just about Fianna Fáil will hold their last two. But like when I go to Clare then, I'm really confident that Fianna Fáil will get two. That's Timmy Dooley and Cathal Crowe. Fine Gael will get one. But I actually think on balance, the Sinn Féin brand will get Donna McGettigan over. So Cork South Central is very interesting. Like, no, we didn't need an election to know that Michael McGrath would be replaced by his brother Seamus, that Micheál had topped the poll, that Donnacha O'Leary has a safe seat, and that Fine Gael will get a seat, in my opinion, Shane O'Callaghan. That last seat, and North Central is even worse. Ballincollig is in, Mallow is in, you know, different areas of the city are out, Bishopstown is concerned. Like, it is like some of these are new constituencies, and there's an extra seat. So I wouldn't really be able with certainty to call either the last seat in North Central, but I sort of feel Laura Harman has a chance there.
Now, you talk about the ground war, which is knocking on doors. You talk about the air war, which is programmes like this and the
traditional
TV debates
media,
and all of that, traditional media, and then the digital war.
Yeah. This is completely different to 10 years ago. So we'll take two incidents that have been viewed over 3 million times. So even if RTE and you covered a clip of Kanturk and Charlotte, right? Yeah. Like it's had 3.4 million views. You know, that's through social media. And almost in a pejorative way, the people are pumping out a message of arrogance or whatever it might be with. the McGahan, John McGahan video again gone viral. So this would not have happened in previous elections. So the third war is digital, which also includes that a lot of TDs have about 17,000 Facebook followers, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the canvassing, as I told you, with the Google doorbell and so on, their glorified leaflet drops, 1 in 10.
But the Taoiseach this morning saying, even when I asked him about not getting answers on doors, he says so many people are actually working from home. They are
heard
home,
that, yeah.
But they're on an important Zoom call with
absolutely.
Abu
but also,
Dhabi or whatever.
And also, after 7 o'clock, why are you ringing my doorbell? I've just tried to put the young fella to sleep or the young girl to sleep. Like, you're just not welcome.
Yeah, and I got loads of texts from people saying, I live in X constituency, no one darkened my door. I live in Y constituency, no one darkened my door. I only live a kilometre outside of the town.
Well, you see, you know, my old trick was, when I would have maybe 300 people canvassing for me, I would write, sorry to have missed you, Ivan. So even if someone says, I was so sorry, I wasn't there. I wasn't next or near the place. Write it on the canvas and guard.
Now, of course, we have to put the caveat. This is only your opinion.
So absolutely.
People who...
And in fairness, when I speak to TDs and former TDs up and down the country, I said, look, I've done these 43 podcasts for News Talk and so on. I say, look, tell me completely what you think off the record, because these are my opinions. They actually open up to me because I will give them total anonymity. But to be honest with you, I'm talking to people who've seen a lot of elections, like people like Sean Canny, Noel Grealish, Michael Healy-Ray. If I want to get an assessment on how Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael are doing, I won't ask a Fine Gael or a Fianna Fáil, I'll ask an independent, because they're in the combat zone and I find them very accurate.
Now, the question of how the politicians spin it, whether it's on social media or otherwise, I mean, Trump was a past master of telling people what he wanted the story to be, even if it was totally untrue.
The narrative.
How much is going on?
Well, no. So, well, first of all, there are... So Trump said the economy, migration. And you've got to keep it simple. The central, there are two competing narratives in this election. The FFFG one is... Oh, all these risks, foreign direct investment, Trump and so on. Stability, continue with what you have. You're not getting, you look at the surpluses, blah, blah, blah. So that is continue with the centre to hold. That's their message. The converse narrative is 100 years of FFG. It's not FF and FG, it's FFG. They're putting the one tarred with the one brush. And the question for voters tomorrow is, and it's quite ironic, it's Black Friday. Black Friday for who, Pat? is the question. Which of those two narratives will prevail?
When will we have a government, do you think? I mean, this is the end of November.
Yeah.
So when we look back at the last election,
the new year. Well into the new year.
Well,
you see, Fine Gael could face a very difficult situation. All is fine and dandy if there's five TDs between FF and FG and they get a few gene pool. But if it gets a little bit worse than that, you know, the worst place to be for the next election is the junior partner in government. Greens this time, PDs, Labour, you know, after 2014, are really... So therefore,
but still they come back to bite your hand off to get into cabinet, don't they?
Well, you see, you've got to look at the career interests. You take someone like Ivana Becic, she mightn't get another chance to be a minister again. And she's dedicated her whole adult life to politics. So I understand that. And then actually, when I was listening to Harrison, I'm listening to Mary Lou, they say, I have great empathy with them all. I actually feel their pain. How, like, Harris has been on the run since May. And literally on the sprint since May. Like, it's obvious he's going to make some mistakes. Like, I get ratty with people after 5 minutes.
you never suffered fools, Daddy.
Try not to. So overall, within the bracket of uncertainty, I feel a little bit of a consolidation play for Sinn Féin. I feel a bit of a slide because of 14 years, not a particular Harris thing, just, you know, we want a bit of a change. And I think in the centre is the old dog for the hard road, that Micheál is probably going to end up as Taoiseach. That's my overall sense of it. But within each of the 43, there is a specific dynamic, whether it's a border dynamic, whether it's a councillor recency bias dynamic, whether it's a protest vote. Like, there are some constituencies that are very poor, very disadvantaged. Like, asking them to vote FFFG is not a great option. But as you go to middle class Dublin and people are looking at the world, and other than the fact that they can't get rid of their adult children, they're fairly happy. So, like, one size does not fit all, Pat.
Ivan Yates, broadcaster, co-host of the Calling It podcast, which will be updated today. Ivan, thank you very much for joining us. Now, you can still...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.